You are listening to the Purpose Church High School Ministry Podcast. Whether this is your first episode or you've heard them all, God has something to say to you. Our vision is to see every student everywhere following Jesus, and we hope this message helps you take your next step in your faith. To learn more about our high school ministry, visit our website, purposechurch.com/HSM, and check us out on Instagram at purposehsm. We hope you enjoy today's episode.
As our high school pastor here, and I have been reflecting on the month of January, and it has been an amazing month. And all month long at HSM, we have been talking about prayers, specifically real prayers. And it's been really cool that Sundays have also like coincided with this theme. I loved hearing from Pastor Eric on Sunday about the Lord's Prayer, which we had also just studied. And so it just helps us meditate more on God's Word. And for us at HSM on Wednesday nights, we have been in this series called Real Prayers, How to Have Authentic Conversations with God. And in week number one, we talked about why we pray. We talked about the purpose of prayer. And we settled on prayer is our connection to God. And then last Wednesday night, we got together and we talked about, okay, if prayer is so important, then how do we do it? How do we pray? And we studied the passage where Jesus literally says, this then is how you should pray. And tonight, we are wrapping up this series talking about how can we make our prayers more personal. And this whole series has been really important to me because I need you students to know this. It's really like a passion point for me. Please look me in the eye. We're having a little pep talk. I want to see every student. I love you all. I want to see you looking in the eye. Thank you, Samuel. HSM, you do not need to wait until you're older or you're more knowledgeable, or you have your life more figured out in order to really start following Jesus right now. Jesus loves you. Everyone, everywhere, he loves you. And sometimes we talk about like eternal life and we think that's only like far away in heaven. And eternal life, like a relationship with Jesus, is sort of like eternal life insurance, where it's just something that we experience once we die and then we get to be in heaven. But Jesus says in John chapter 17, verse 3, he prays for us. He prays for all of his followers throughout all generations. And he prays, I pray that they would have eternal life, which is this, that they may know the Father. Eternal life can and does start on this side of heaven because it starts by knowing God, and we can know him in this life. And you can get to know him through our prayers. And I long for this verse to be true for you students. Exodus chapter 33, verse 11, it says, the Lord would speak to Moses face to face as one speaks to a friend. I totally put the wrong verse up there. 33:11, if you're looking for it. Thank you, Mel, for being patient with me. I pray that each of you grow a relationship with God, you grow a prayer life with God where you come to talk to him as your closest friend. I pray that you come to know him through your prayer life as the God who you can rely on, who you can ask for help. And one of the things that I love about you students, I think especially in your generation, is that all of you really have a desire to seek authenticity. Like, you want to know what's real and what's true. You are the best people I know at spotting something fake. And I think sometimes when we are seeking authenticity, it's so good because when we get to prayer, we're like, well, how do I know that it's real? Like, how do I know that I'm actually talking to God? And how do I know that my prayers are actually making a difference? And I've talked to some of you, and these are the questions that you have. How do I make my prayers feel more like me talking to God? Like I'm not just borrowing someone else's words, or, you know, how do I know that I'm the one talking? How do I make it so that it feels like I'm talking to my best friend? And tonight, I'm going to get really practical, and we're going to talk about 4 tips for making your prayers more personal. And we're going to share, just jump right in with tip number 1. Be honest with God. Be honest with God. I want you to think about what is something that you would tell your best friend right now about how you're really doing. What would you tell your best friend right now about how you're really doing? Think about, what if you tried telling that to God? What would it look like if in the middle of the day you said, God, I'm stressed out today. God, I'm having a rough day. Or God, I'm feeling really joyful right now. I'm feeling really thankful. Or how about, God, I'm angry at you. We talked this summer about the Psalms and how they can be powerful blueprints for our prayers, similarly to how the Lord's Prayer can be a blueprint for our prayers today. For example, Psalm 13, verses 1 and 2 say, how long, Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long must I wrestle with my thoughts and day after day have sorrow in my heart? How long will my enemy triumph over me? This is a guy who isn't talking to, like, his best friend. This is a guy talking to God, the God of the universe. He is this honest with him. And what that shows us is that we can be brutally honest with God, and he doesn't roll his eyes at us. He doesn't get mad at us and say, how dare you would say that to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords? He doesn't dismiss us and say, oh, you're my child, you're being so dramatic. No, he cares about us. In Psalm 56, verse 8, in the English Standard Version, it says, you, God, have kept count of my tossings, put my tears in your bottle. Are they not in your book? I love that because those nights where we're restless and we can't sleep, and we're tossing and turning, and we're so worried about something, or we're so, like, in pain about something, and we're wondering if anybody notices, God notices. Those tears that we cry that we're trying to hide from people, or we're not sure if anyone else would care about them, God keeps track of them. He holds them closely in his bottle, it says. God knows our hearts, and he loves our hearts. He wants to hear from us. And again, this whole month, we've been talking about how prayer is a relationship with God. And if that is true, what kind of relationship do you have if you can't be honest with the other person about how you're doing? Prayer is a place for vulnerability. So try being honest with God. And as I say that, I've been praying about whether I should share this next part, and I think the Lord wants me to, so I will. Use your own words in prayers and be very real. Be extremely honest. Remember, look to the Psalms for that example. But try to avoid slang or, like, being too casual about it. Like, remember that you're still talking to a holy God. So I don't want you to think, okay, I can't be myself around God, but I just want to warn us lovingly not to cheapen prayer. Remember that it's an incredible blessing to be able to have a personal conversation with the God of the universe. Because of God's love, God is equally as approachable as he is holy. So go to him freely because of what Jesus has done for you. But don't lose that marvel, don't lose that awe that God made a way for you to talk to him personally. And maybe it's helpful to think about it like this. Who is someone in your life who you know really well and who you really respect? Maybe it's a grandparent, or maybe it's one of your life group leaders. Consider talking to them as an inspiration for how you would pray to God. To someone you really love and know and respect, you'd be really honest with them. You know, you would want them to speak into your life, but you probably wouldn't be rude to them, you know? Try being honest with God. And tip number 2 is to pray for what you care about. Pray for what you care about. Are you nervous about your finals this week? Who's in finals this week? And you're here at HSM, my heroes, the spiritual Marines, as Pastor Glenn would say. Okay, are you nervous about your finals? That's something you care about. Are you hoping that boy or girl notices you? That's something that you care about. Are you needing a true friend? I don't know, you guys know Lilo and Stitch, and there's that scene where Lilo is like, she's like begging, she's like, please send me a friend. Please send me a friend. Like, is that you? That's something that you care about. You want a deeper friendship. How about this? Are your parents in a fight? Or are you worried about a family member's health? Are you seeing these fires and are you devastated? Are you wanting to help? These are things that you care about. And here's the good news. God cares about what you care about. And one of the easiest ways to make your prayers more personal is to pray about the things that are weighing on your hearts. 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 6 through 7 say, "Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. Cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you." Cast part of your anxiety? Cast some of your anxiety? No, cast all of your anxiety onto him because he cares for you. Other translations say, cast all of your cares on him because he loves you. Part of following God, as we saw in these verses, is that we humble ourselves before him. And humbling ourselves before God includes praying to him and giving him everything that's in and on our hearts. Now, we have to remember that praying for what we care about doesn't always mean that he'll answer our prayers exactly the way that we want him to. So you might be praying, okay, God, I really hope that boy or girl notices me and asks me on a date. God may not answer that prayer exactly like that, but you can be sure that he wants to transform your heart in however he answers that prayer. We have to remember the bigger picture that the God of the universe wants to hear our hearts, and that's what he's inviting us to do through our prayers. Now, oftentimes, I will confess, our minds wander a lot in prayers. And so here are some ways that have helped me focus in my prayer life. Number one is praying out loud. I know sometimes it can feel like maybe awkward or you don't want other people to hear you, but if I pray in my head, oftentimes I'm just gonna get distracted and think about something else. And then 10 minutes later, I'll be like, oh my gosh, God, I started a conversation with you and I totally just didn't finish it. So my car is a place that I pray out loud often. Something else that I do is I record a voice memo prayer and then I play it back to remember what it is that I actually asked God about. Journaling has also really helped me, writing out word for word what I want to say to God, kind of like I'm writing a letter to him. But I also want to encourage you to not get discouraged every time that your mind wanders in prayer. It's natural. And I heard a pastor one time say that maybe when your mind is wandering in prayer, it's actually leading you to the very thing that you need to pray about. As your mind is wandering, maybe that's the thing that you care about that you need to bring to God. And if it really is a distraction rather than something that's on your heart, you can pray about it still like this. And you can say something like, "Lord, please take these distractions away so I can focus on praying to you." But remember, God is most concerned about our hearts. And if your heart in prayer is to love God and love others, you don't need to grade yourself on your prayers. You know, you don't need to say okay, I got an A+, that was pretty good. Focus on connecting with him through prayers because that is what he desires. And tip number three is to pray for what God cares about. So praying for what you care about is really great, but God also invites us to pray for what he cares about. And as you read God's word, and as we study it and discuss it here at HSM, I hope that you notice and see that God cares a lot about a lot of different things. As you read God's word, you will find that he cares for widows, people who've lost a husband or a wife, that he cares for people who are orphaned, who lost their parents. He cares about the poor. He cares about the oppressed, people who are experiencing injustice. And God cares a lot about people knowing him. And so anytime that you're reading the Bible, when you notice that God is caring about something or someone, highlight it and then pray for those things. I'll give you a little example. Every single night on my phone at 9:38 p.m., an alarm goes off. And it reminds me to pray about Matthew 9:38. And in that passage, Jesus is looking out on the crowds, so kind of like this, and he's noticing that the people are harassed and helpless like sheep without a shepherd. He notices that they need hope, that they need salvation, they need to be saved. And Jesus notices this, and it says that he had compassion on them. And then he turned to his disciples and he said, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. So pray to the Lord of the harvest to send out more laborers to his harvest field." What's Jesus saying? He's saying that people's hearts are ripe to accept his good news. He's saying that people are longing for a savior. They want him, and he is their answer. But they need other people to show them the way. They need other people to show them how to follow him. And Jesus didn't say, "Okay, then get to work." He says, "Pray to the Father to provide." And so every night when that alarm goes off, I try to do it every night. I will confess, sometimes I'm like watching a TV show and I just press snooze or like stop. But when it goes off, I try to pause and recite those verses, and I pray for our HSM volunteer leaders. I try to pray for them every single night, thanking God that they are the answers to that prayer of God sending more laborers out into the harvest field to do life and to serve with you guys and point you to Jesus. And then I pray that God would send more leaders to do that exact same thing. And what I love about praying for what God cares about is that often leads us to pray God's word. We pray what God instructs us to pray about, and I'm praying for what he cares about. Psalm 37, verse 4 says, "Take delight in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart." Now, a lot of people misread this verse to say, "Okay, well then whatever I want, the Lord is gonna give it to me." But every time you kind of read a verse like this, remember to read the whole thing, look at the context. And what this verse is actually saying is that if your delight, if your ultimate joy and excitement is in the Lord, your heart is going to become more like his, which means your desires will be aligned with God's desires. And that's why he's going to answer your prayers, is because he wants his will to be done. And praying for what God cares about helps our hearts. Sometimes we don't immediately feel the same compassion that God has for his people and the world. But if we start praying for the things he cares about, his heart gets into our hearts. And prayer is a part of God transforming us to look more and more like his son, if we let him. Another good news, if you're like, "Okay, I want to pray for what God cares about, but I don't really know what to start," you can guarantee this. God really cares about the people in your life. He really cares about the person to your left and to your right. He gave up his whole life in order to save them. And so ask the people around you how you can be praying for them, and then pray for them. And here's another thing. For me, I really struggle asking for help, and that affects my prayer life. Like, I don't always go to God asking for help. But when my friend is hurting or they're in pain, I am like so passionate about praying for them because I know they need help. I know they need the Lord, and I'll join them in that prayer. And what's beautiful is for me, learning how to pray for other people has actually helped me learn how to pray for myself and how to grow my own prayer life with the Lord. So pray for what God cares about. And then tip number 4, listen for God, then listen to God. Prayer is not a one-sided conversation. Otherwise, it wouldn't really be a conversation, right? It'd be more like a speech. And real prayers will come with God revealing himself to us and then prompting our hearts to take action about what we're praying about. And then we obey him, and then we continue to pray for him. The very first night that we started this series, we looked at this passage in Mark chapter 1, starting in verse 35. And it says, "Very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went off to a solitary place where he prayed." But here's the rest of the passage. "Simon, one of Jesus' followers, and his companions went to look for him. And when they found him, they exclaimed, 'Everyone is looking for you.' Jesus replied, 'Let us go somewhere else, to the nearby village so I can preach there also. That is why I have come. So he traveled throughout Galilee, preaching in their synagogues and driving out demons. Did you catch what happened there? Jesus prayed to his Father, and he got direction from the Father to go and do something else, to go somewhere else, and then Jesus obeyed. How could he have done that if he did not try to listen for the Father? And sometimes the action that God will call us to in our prayers is to simply trust him with whatever it is that we're praying about, that his ways are higher than ours and that we can trust him with whatever the outcome is. But other times, I think while we're praying, the Holy Spirit will prompt us to apologize to someone or to forgive someone or to bless and serve someone. And that's all to say, silence should be a regular part of our prayers. You can pause before you pray, in the middle or after. And here's the thing, you might not hear an audible voice from God. I don't think I've ever heard the voice of God. But I think you might feel something on your heart or a phrase that comes to your mind that is from God. I think that's how I've heard from him. I'll give you a couple of examples. A few years ago, when I was praying about whether or not to be the high school pastor here, I was the associate pastor for a while, but I did not feel qualified or equipped to do this. I didn't feel enough for you students. And so I was praying about it constantly, and then I felt the Lord just gently put this on my heart. I felt like he said, Claire, your heart is for students, and your heart is for Jesus, and your heart is for students to know Jesus. What else would you do? this is your dream job. and this is what I'm calling you to. And then I called Pastor Eric and said, I would love to be considered for the job, please. More recently, last year, I was praying for a word of the year in 2024. And I felt like love was being put on my heart. And how I felt God speaking that to me is that it kept popping up in every Bible verse that I was reading. It was a word that was sticking out to me. And I felt God putting that on my heart. And I said, okay, Lord, I think you're wanting me to focus on love this past year, this next year. And looking back on it now, I see how he stretched me and grew me in that area. And that brings us to a new question. Well, how do you know that you're hearing from God? And it's not just your own desires, doing what you wanted to do in the first place. How do you know that God is really asking you to do something? Well, if you're praying about making a decision or praying about what to do in a certain situation, number one, I'm so proud of you. You are really learning how to develop a real prayer life. But here are some questions that I think might help you figure out if you're actually hearing from God or hearing from something else. And they're in your notes, too. First question is, does it align with Scripture? I'll give you a little hint. If you feel like God is asking you to do something that is different than God's word, it's probably not from God. What about your friends and your mentors, your Christian friends and mentors? What do they think? We call that seeking counsel. And what if you shared with them, hey, I've been praying about this thing. This is what I feel like God has been sharing with me. Does that sound like something God would say? What do you think? How about this? Does it help you love God and love others like him? It's does it align with Scripture? God is always interested in you getting to know his love more and growing you as a person of love. And so if the action or decision is not going to help you love God or love others better, it's probably not from him. And then finally, keep praying. Are you hearing the same thing from God? If you are, that might really be something that he is putting on your heart. And that's the thing, is God is constantly inviting us to pray to him, that we don't just have to pray about things once. He constantly wants to hear from us. And those are just four ways that you can make your own prayer life more personal. And I want to encourage you to start by focusing on just one of these tips in this next week. If you're going to camp, focus on one of these tips, because prayer is a journey. God knows everything. He is God. But that does not make prayer pointless or discouraging. It's actually incredibly powerful because it demonstrates that the God of the universe wants a relationship with you. And he wants you to partner with him in his mission to reach the whole world for Christ. And remember that prayer takes time. And how to have an authentic conversation with God, that develops over time. I really think that prayer and spiritual disciplines in general is like learning how to ride a bike. Or maybe more relevant for us in this room, it's like learning how to drive a car, right? Like there's a lot to keep track of at first. It's kind of overwhelming and it feels awkward. There are things that you're not used to. But once you get going, you're on an adventure. And you don't ever really master prayer. Like I don't think we ever become experts in prayer. We never finish the adventure of praying with and to God. You can grow more comfortable in prayer and it might become more natural, but remember it's all about developing a relationship with our Heavenly Father and starting a conversation with him that will go on into eternity. So as we prepare to go to life groups, I'm gonna pray for us, and I'm gonna try to practice some of the things that we've been talking about all month long. So if you would, bow your heads, close your eyes with me, and let's pray. Father, our Heavenly Father, we pause before you and recognize that you are so holy and so good and so loving and so trustworthy. We praise you for that. And God, we thank you for this space, this HSM family, where we can come together and share what we care about, share what's going on in our hearts and in our lives, and learn more about you and learn how to glorify you and honor you with our whole lives. And we get to do that together. God, I pray that this whole last month would be like a launching pad for every student and leader's prayer life, that they would run to you as their father, that they would go to you in prayer, that they would, you would help them, help us develop a vibrant prayer life where we have authentic conversations with the God of the universe who loves us. God, be with our life group discussions tonight. Help us to be present. Help us to be encouraging. And God, help us learn more how to pray for each other and pray to you. We love you so much. Thank you that your word says that you love us so much that you bend down your ear to listen to our prayers. We love you, and we pray all of these things in Jesus' name. Amen. We love you, HSM. Hey.